Welcome back to The Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. We continue our conversation with Jill Stanley from Proof with Jill Stanley, and we're talking about Usher and his alleged herpes cases.
It's a shame this happened to this woman, but it's even more of a shame that it happened allegedly at the hands of a celebrity, because it puts her into such a corner. Because you talk about, yes, because if she does come out and name herself, it's because, oh, you're just going after Usher. You just want his money. If this was John Smith that nobody knew, if it was a guy that worked down at the gas station instead of being this internationally known recording artist, it makes the process for the plaintiff so much easier without the emotional stress involved and the possibility that we touched on a minute ago of really not damaging your own life. But, you know, people would think, oh, you're just doing it because you want his money. You want to bring down Usher. He's such a good guy. It puts someone at such a disadvantage when you dare bring a charge against anyone with a famous name or a famous occupation.
Exactly. Now, I want to play devil's advocate a little bit with you.
All right.
Though I want to be very clear. I am siding with the plaintiff in this matter, mm-hmm. and all of them.
Okay.
If it turns out that Usher knew or should have known that he was infected with the herpes virus, mm-hmm. he should have told them. And legally, he was bound to tell them. So if he had no signs of it, had no reason to believe
yes.
he had it, he's off the hook. And therefore, there should be no punishment of any sort in compensatory damages or punitive damages or any way. So I am saying, only in the situation where Usher knew or should have known mm-hmm. that he had the disease did he have to notify his partners. But there are not that many lawsuits based on these similar facts, being infected with a venereal disease, mm-hmm. against someone who cannot pay a verdict or settlement.
And you're right, because if it was John Smith from the gas station, there's nothing to collect from, so she's not going to pursue it. So that's the whole
right.
idea. So yes,
right.
because and you're right. I mean, and to take a look at it from a devil's advocate position, you know what? Is it just because of the money that's involved? Because you think about what the payoff is. And a
right.
lot of times, whenever you sit down and you go into a courtroom, it's because of what the payoff is. And yes.
And it has to be. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. It has to be, because it is expensive to engage in our legal system.
Exactly.
So it's okay to consider that. You know, criminal cases, that's not the issue.
Right.
Criminal cases, it's totally different, and those are pursued differently, and the stakes are different, and it doesn't cost a victim money to pursue. But it's okay to consider whether you're going to get a payoff. Now, on the other hand, there is a little bit of maybe celebrities think they're better than anyone else, and we don't have to follow the rules. Maybe these victims are saying, you know what, the guy next door might not have done this to me, but this celebrity thinks he's beyond reproach, that no one's going to ever say anything. Everyone's going to look at that smiling face and say, oh, no, not him.
Right.
Or no way did this happen.
Of course.
And so there are so many things at play here.
Mm-hmm.
These are really complex cases. They seem really simple at first blush, but they are really complex. And in the California case, there's actually a Jane Doe, a John Doe,
yeah.
a man, and a woman who did, Ms. Sharpton, who did come out with her name. And a quick Google search will show any potential victim or potential plaintiff of any other cases exactly what happened to Ms. Sharpton all over the internet when she came out with
mm-hmm.
her name. And she was ripped apart. We have other major celebrities coming out and body shaming her, fat shaming her. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And so you can actually see why the Jane Doe is really protective in this particular case.
Right.
So I understand what the defense is doing. I understand what their job is. I've served as a defense attorney. It's a hard place to be,
mm-hmm.
and they have to zealously fight and protect their clients' interests, and that is what they're doing. So are they wrong to demand that the Jane Doe come out with her name? No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But from a humanity perspective, it really does bother me.
And now you see, when you do come out, you see what happened to the woman in California with the body shaming and everything else. That is a digital footprint now that will follow that woman for the rest of her life, and it doesn't go away. It just doesn't.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
It's amazing. We cannot get enough of this stuff. Celebrity legal news, it's like a chocolate milkshake on a 90-degree day, is it not? It never fails to tease and then satisfy. All right, the site is proofwithjillstanley.com. Tell me where folks can find Proof on social media.
Proof with Jill Stanley on Instagram, at Proof Jill on Twitter, and my website is proofwithjillstanley.com. And we have hundreds of articles breaking down everything that's going on in celebrity legal news, not talking about the red carpet or clothes or where someone ate dinner in L.A.
Good.
You're only talking about the law.
And that's why we love the site so much. And that is why we always enjoy having her on the show. Jill Stanley, as always, thank you for joining us here on The Weekend.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is The Weekend.